from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Who will become leader of St. Lucia's United Workers' Party? A Caribbean Court of Appeal comes a step closer, and the Reggae Boys in France at last. I'm Electra Naismith, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The United Workers' Party of St. Lucia has encountered a fresh obstacle on the road to its annual convention on Sunday to elect a new leadership. One of the people nominated for deputy leader has stepped down, while two former prime ministers apparently wait on each other to quit the race for the leadership. From Castries, here's Pete Nimble.
Former St. Lucia Attorney General Lorraine Williams has turned down what would have been a certain election as one of two deputy leaders of the party. The other person nominated, the UWP's only Member of Parliament, Louis George, has questions surrounding his health. This week, party sources said he was in neighbouring Martinique, receiving medical attention. At the same time, there's no clear leader for the party, since both persons nominated to the position have indicated that they want to be unanimously endorsed and will not be drawn into a contest. The two persons nominated are former Prime Minister Sir John Compton and Dr. Vaughan Lewis. Since the nomination, Dr. Lewis has been making no public comments on the matter. But Sir John told the BBC, quote, "We are proceeding on the assumption that there will be no other candidate," end of quote, a clear indication that the party may expect Dr. Lewis to back off. The UWP has traditionally washed its soiled linen behind closed doors, but it seems that the party's election rout last year has unhinged that arrangement. However, former banana industry minister Peter Josie told the BBC he foresees no problem in Sir John and his hand-picked successor in government, Dr. Lewis, working out this political stalemate. This is Pete Ninval in Castries, St. Lucia for BBC Caribbean Report.